AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Marion Shields Robinson, the mother of Michelle Obama, who moved into the White House with the first family, has died. She was 86. At a Mother's Day tea in 2012, First Lady Michelle Obama said her mom, like other grandmas, seemed to have different rules for the grandkids.
I tell my children to eat my vegetables, and grandma's like, why? Why can't they have whatever they want? And I'm like, These were your rules. Don't you remember?
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a gun incident involving the British ambassador to Mexico.
The British Foreign Ministry has apparently removed its ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, following controversy generated by video in which he jokes while pointing a high-powered rifle at staff inside a vehicle. The United Kingdom's government website on Friday described a seasoned diplomat as being its ambassador to Mexico in the past tense, though no details were given. The website says Benjamin served as ambassador to Mexico from 2021 to 2024 with no further details. A government statement to the Associated Press says appropriate action has been taken. I'm Norman Hall.
A settlement has been reached between the University of Virginia and the families of students who were wounded in a 2022 on-campus shooting.
The University of Virginia will pay $9 million in a settlement related to a 2022 campus shooting that killed three football players and wounded two students. Attorney Kimberly Wald represents the family of Deshaun Perry, who was killed. She said Friday that UVA will pay $2 million each to the families of the three students who died. The school will pay a total of $3 million to the two students who were wounded. Police said the shooter was a UVA student and former football player Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
This is AP News. A woman is back on dialysis after doctors removed a transplanted pig kidney. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Lisa Pisano had the gradually failing organ for 47 days. NYU Langone Health in New York says she is stable after an operation to remove it. Pisano is the second person to receive a kidney from a gene-edited pig. Rick Slayman in Massachusetts died nearly 2 months after his transplant. Doctors there said there's no indication he died as a result of the experimental transplant. Lisa Pisano's heart and kidneys were failing, and in April, doctors implanted a mechanical pump to keep her heart beating and then the pig kidney. Doctors say there have been unique challenges managing the heart pump and the new kidney. A recent kidney biopsy showed no signs of rejection. Pisano told the AP in April she knew the pig kidney might not work, but she took a chance. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Punjwani. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.